Hello, this is Edward Benyus, music director of the Southern Illinois Music Festival, and we are preparing to kick off our 15th anniversary music festival, which runs May 24th to June 9th at venues all over Southern Illinois. This will be an hour-long preview program where we will listen to some music that will be featured in the 15th annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Our festival features nearly three dozen performances throughout Southern Illinois, including two great Italian operas, three orchestral concerts, several chamber music concerts, classics for kids throughout the region, and Jive with Jazz. We hope you can attend. Complete details are at our website, www.sifest.com, and you can go there or you can call for tickets at the Arena or McLeod ticket offices at 618-453-6000. Well, let's get started. The festival kicks off on May 24th with our New Arts Jazz Tet, the resident jazz ensemble in Southern Illinois, with an event at the Varsity Center for the Arts, Friday evening, May 24th at 7 p.m. And that's a $25 event, which will include hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar and great jazz through the evening. The first concert of the Southern Illinois Music Festival, the first classical concert, takes place on a Tuesday evening. That's Tuesday, May 26th at the First United Methodist Church of Carbondale. And that will be a chamber orchestra concert featuring a variety of music and some interesting composers. Our Southern Illinois Music Festival here in the 15th anniversary will feature music that we have never performed in the previous 14 years of the music festival. And this concert is just one example. The concert begins with a very unique piece by Handel. Handel, the great composer, of course, of The Messiah and great orchestral music and other oratorios. But this is called a concerto a due cori, and that means for two different chorales of winds. So we will have on two parts of the stage, a wind group featuring two horns, two oboes, and a bassoon, and they play antiphonally with the string section in the middle. Let's listen to a movement of this very unique piece by Georg Friedrich Handel, the Concerto a due cori in F major. Thank you. That was Handel's Concerto a Due Cori, Concerto for Two Groups of Winds in F Major, which will be performed on Tuesday, May 28th at the First United Methodist Church, the opening chamber orchestra concert of the 15th annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Just go to our website for complete details, sifest.com. Also on that program will be a symphony by Haydn. Since we have four horns in that handle, two on each side of the stage, there is a wonderful middle era symphony by Haydn. Haydn wrote 104 symphonies, and this is symphony number 31, and it's called the Horn Call Symphony, and that also features four horns, which is unusual in a classical era symphony. In addition, that program will include a work which we are preparing in its first edition. This will be a premiere of this particular edition. It's a work for two solo violins and strings, so it's called a Sinfonia Concertante. That Sinfonia Concertante refers to more than one soloist, and in this case, our soloists will be our co-assistant concertmasters Kirill Laskaroff and Sophia Hahn, who have been with us for several years at the music festival. And the work is by a composer with one of the great composer names. His name is Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. And he was a classical era Caribbean composer, and he wrote in the style of Haydn and Mozart, and he's sometimes called actually the Black Mozart. So very interesting history to that composer, and this edition is prepared specially for the 15th annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Let's listen to a recording of the final movement, the Rondo, from the Sinfonia Concertante by Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Thank you. and that was the Rondo movement of the Sinfonia Concertante by the Chevalier de Saint-Georges, which will be performed with Kirill Laskaroff and Sophia Hahn as soloists on Tuesday, May 28th, as the first orchestral program of the 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Moving ahead into our schedule, there'll be a free performance on Wednesday, May 29th, of Eric McCluskey and Anita Hutton giving a voice and piano recital, also at the First United Methodist Church in Carbondale. That's at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th. Then on May 30th, which is a Thursday, we'll have a pretty interesting event. This, we're calling it the Lake Indian Hills Chamber Music Soiree. And this will take place at two beautiful homes in the Lake Indian Hills subdivision on Thursday night, May 30th. And we will have no less than 8 different chamber ensembles performing inside and outside of these two homes, as well as drinks and wonderful food. It's a $75 ticket charge, but you don't want to miss that. It will be a wonderful event. And if you're interested in tickets, call 453-6000 or go to our website, sifest.com. And following the Chamber Music Soiree on Thursday night, we open the first of our two operas. Both operas this summer are by Italian composers, the two greatest Italian composers, in fact, Giuseppe Verdi and Giacomo Puccini. So our first weekend opens with a Friday night and Sunday afternoon matinee performance of Puccini's only comic opera, Gianni Schicchi. Gianni Schicchi is a very cute tale taken from a portion of written by Dante, and Puccini developed it into a wonderful opera, and it's about a group of greedy family members who try to change the will of a very wealthy relative who's just passed away. So this is Puccini's Gianni Schicchi, has a cast of about 12 singers. It's 1-hour-long act. It will be sung in Italian with English supertitles. And we will precede the opera with music, both performance dates. So on Friday, May 31st, we will have a string quartet by Mendelssohn, very charming and very happy. And then on Sunday, June 2nd, we will do a little more dramatic, Bach Cantata 82, with one of our singers, Andrew Potter, and an ensemble from the Festival Orchestra. Both of those pieces of music will precede Gianni Schicchi on Friday, May 31st, or Sunday, June 2nd. Probably the most famous segment of Puccini's Gianni Schicchi is a beautiful aria, and it's called O Mio Babbino Caro. I'm sure you'll recognize it. Let's listen to it right now.
Piace bello,
That was O Mio Babbino Caro, sung by Kiri Takanawa, from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi. She sings the role of Lauretta, and that will be performed Friday night and Sunday afternoon, May 31st and June 2nd, as part of the 15th annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. The middle of the second weekend of our festival will feature an orchestral program on Saturday, June the 1st at Carterville High School. And that program features an overture by Beethoven, a very stirring overture called Egmont, a symphony by Felix Mendelssohn, and the first piano concerto by Johannes Brahms. It'll be a wonderful program of great romantic music, classical and romantic era music. Let's hear a little bit of this third symphony of Mendelssohn. This symphony has the subtitle The Scottish. Mendelssohn wrote five symphonies, but this perhaps is his most charming. And this is the Scherzo movement from Symphony No. 3, Scottish, by Felix Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
That was the Scherzo movement from Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, called the Scottish Symphony, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Georg Schulte. And that work in its entirety will be performed on Saturday, June the 1st, at Carterville High School Performing Arts Center. Complete details about the 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival are available on our website, www.sifest.com. Well, that describes our first weekend, the Puccini Opera on Friday and Sunday, and this great orchestral program on Saturday evening. On Tuesday night, we will have two different chamber music performances taking place at the same time. One will be at the Anna Arts Center on Tuesday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m., and the other will be in Carbondale at the First United Methodist Church at 7:30 as well. The Carbondale performance will be a unique event in our 15 years of history of the music festival. This is a concert only of women composers. So we will have a piano trio by Clara Schumann, a quartet by a French, a female composer, not very well known, her name Germaine Taillefer, a wonderful nonette by another French composer of the 19th century, Louise Ferrance, and a string quartet by an African-American female composer named Florence Price, and a couple of other pieces as well. So that's Tuesday, June 4th, music of all female composers at the First United Methodist Church. If you are closer to Anna and would like to hear that concert will feature two fabulous string quartets by Mozart and Mendelssohn, both in D major, ironically enough. Let's hear a little bit of the quartet by Mozart. This is one of Mozart's Prussian quartets, subtitled the Prussian Quartet. This is the first movement of the quartet in D major, K575.
Thank you.
was Mozart's Quartet in D Major, the first movement, K575, which will be performed at the Anna Arts Center on Tuesday, June 4th, as one of two chamber music performances at the 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Moving ahead to the final weekend of the festival, once again, we present an Italian opera. This one, it's tragic and incredible. It is Verdi's Il Trovatore, one of Verdi's greatest operas. It has a convoluted plot, which I won't go into right now. Just Google it if you want. It's, I think, one of the most incredible opera plots ever conceived. And I'm going to play two excerpts from Verdi's Il Trovatore. The first one is famous. You might have heard it in some TV commercials somewhere along the way. This is called the Anvil Chorus. And that was the Anvil Chorus from Verdi's Il Trovatore, which will be performed on Friday night, June 7th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon, June 9th at 2 p.m., all at Shryock Auditorium in Carbondale. It is a four-act opera sung in Italian with English supertitles, incredible drama, tragedy, and for me, the most compelling part is it is one beautiful melody after another. It will stir you like nothing else. This will be the climax of the Southern Illinois Music Festival, and we have four incredible principal singers to sing Il Trovatore. Listeners may remember Brian Cini, who sang in Carmen and The Abduction from the Seraglio, and Lucia in past years of the festival. He comes back to sing one of the all-time great tenor roles, Manrico, in Verdi's Il Trovatore. Let's listen to one of Manrico's arias, sung by Luciano Pavarotti.
Di quella pira torrendo fuoco tutte le fire ma si affappo e vi spegnerà
That was the aria Di Quella Pira from Verdi's Il Trovatore, which will be performed on June 7th and 9th at the Southern Illinois Music Festival. Complete details at our website, sifest.com. Between the two Trovatore performances, we will do an orchestral program at the Carterville High School. That will be on Saturday, June 8th, and that is a concert of Verdi, Lalo, and Dvorak. We do a rarely heard Verdi overture to Joan of Arc. And we do this wonderful concerto for violin. It's actually called Symphonie Espagnole. It's by a French composer named Edouard Lalo. Let's listen to the final movement of the Symphonie Espagnole by Lalo. Thank you. That was the final movement of Lalo's Symphony Espanol, performed by Henrik Schering and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. This will be performed by a co-concertmaster of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, David Taylor, who was here last year performing the Mendelssohn Concerto, and he will perform the five-movement Symphony Espanol for violin and orchestra by Edward Lalo on Saturday, June 8th. Finally, on that concert, a work that everyone loves, we will conclude the final orchestral program on June 8th at Carterville High School with Antonín Dvořák's Symphony from the New World, his Symphony No. 9. Let's listen to the final movement.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the finale of Dvorak's New World Symphony, performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Georg Schulte. And that will conclude our orchestral program on Saturday, June 8th at Carterville High School as part of the 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. This is Edward Benyus. It's been my pleasure to be with you for this hour-long preview of the 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival. Go to our website for complete details, sifest.com. Or you can call the Saluki ticket office to get your tickets now. The best thing is to get a festival pass, which gets you into every event except the special soirees for $100. It's a terrific deal. It's $160 value. So please call now, 453-6000, to get your tickets. Or you can go in person to the Arena or McLeod ticket offices. The 15th Annual Southern Illinois Music Festival, May 24th. To June 9th. I look forward to seeing you. This is Edward Benyus.